We're starting with news concerning Russia. The world's largest country in land area is building up its military presence in the Black Sea. Russia borders part of this body of water. It also controversially annexed Crimea in 2014. The peninsula houses a significant Russian seaport in the Black Sea. Also in the region, the U.S. has sent several F-22 Raptor warplanes to Romania, another border country of the sea. So what's the significance of all this? Well, relations between the U.S. and Russia are at a low point, and America has been showing support for its allies in the region who were members of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a group of countries that banded together after World War II to balance out the military strength of the Soviet Union. So a military buildup in the Black Sea is like an international show of power.
The Black Sea has become one of the most hotly contested and heavily militarized regions. This is not a new phenomenon. For hundreds of years, Russia has seen the Black Sea as strategically vital. And if you take a look at a map, it's not hard to see why this Black Sea is so strategically valuable to Russia. Firstly, it acts essentially as a bridge between two continents, a gateway between Europe and the Middle East, and it also provides crucial access to the Mediterranean and to oceans beyond. That gives it value commercially, but also gives it importance militarily. And if you take a look at the conflict in Syria, you can see that the Black Sea provides a vital strategic and logistics hub to the Russians who are carrying out military activities in that conflict there. Now, if you also take a look at the other countries that are bordering the Black Sea, it'll help you understand the situation a little bit better. Ukraine, Romania, Bulgaria, Georgia, and Turkey. With the exception of Turkey, all of them were either Soviet states or part of the Soviet bloc. And with Georgia and Ukraine aspiring to move closer to NATO, Russia is increasingly surrounded by treaty allies. Russia has said again and again that it strongly believes that former Soviet republics should remain under the Russian sphere of influence, and it has also been complaining for decades about what it calls NATO aggression, essentially that Western alliance which it sees as pushing up aggressively against Russia's borders.